wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Four most miserable persons I have ever known. During most of my 82 years of life, I have keenly watched my fellow men in all their circumstances of life, the favored and the despised, the rich and the poor, with their varied likes and dislikes, some being intense characters, while others just take everything as it comes. I have found four kinds of people that I consider to be, and for very good reasons, the most miserable of all. And since you may be one of them, be sure to give me your close attention. I can describe them with precise accuracy, for I myself was once one of them. The first kind grasp after money. As they store up some, they become thrilled and soon develop a greed for more and more. The more they get, the more miserable they become. Instead of bringing them happiness, it becomes a burden as they try to hide it from the tax collector and protect it from the thief. They have more money than they know what to do with, and yet they pass by the poor beggar on the street and shut off the radio when it tells of starving people in floods or earthquakes. The more self-centered they become, the more sour and wretched is their very existence. Our Lord Jesus described all such in these words, "Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" And our Lord and Savior also said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving and doing for others brings happiness, but those who are out to get for themselves, they do get for themselves, only to find it to be restless discontent and misery, so they cry, 'All is vanity and vexation of spirit.'" The second class are those who sought thrills in life. They tried fame in sports, they emptied the liquor bottle and went high on dope. They exhausted the charms of the nightclubs and indulged in sex of every variety, only to moan, "Dull, dull, dull," and to search for some new house of thrills. To add to their empty misery, the bitter wages of their sin laid hold of their bodies, and disease and suffering made them cry out, "I've tried them all. I'm a miserable wretch. Why was I ever born? On my birthdays, I curse my very existence." And now our class three. They shine not at nightclubs, but at church suppers. They play Christian as they sing in the choir and help get new members for their church. In public, they always have on their false face of happiness. But when at home, they take off that false face of playing Christian, and they're so hateful, the family has to move to the housetop. Inwardly, they have found religion such an empty thing, they're ready for suicide. Now to understand our class four of the most miserable, imagine a stream and a big fish proudly swims against the current. He's in his glory as he grabs this little fish and that, but the next time we spot that same fish, he is in misery as he twists and turns, starting off one way, but then in pain he stops and goes the other way, a picture of torturous misery. What ails that fish? A skilled fisherman has his hook in him. He is hooked. And that hook so pains, he struggles until he gets weaker and weaker, and then unable to resist, he is pulled in, crushed, defeated, conquered. I can tell you about this class, for David Brinkman was once that hooked fish. Once proudly I went my own way upstream. Then the living God stopped me as the Holy Spirit convicted me of my very sins. I put up a fight to maintain my own goodness, but it was a losing fight. As I faced the fact of my wickedness before God and the certainty of hellfire at the end of my road of pride, I was a lost and hell-deserving sinner. At last I broke down, and bitter tears rolled down my cheeks. I gave up. I was conquered. I do believe that of all the foremost miserable, this one tops them all. Neighbor, are you still struggling, still resisting the Holy Spirit? Do you cry, preacher, help me. I just can't stand this any longer. I'm so miserable, it'll drive me crazy. I will help you. Do this. First, give up and own up to God that you are lost, wicked, and unclean, and cry to God to have mercy on you. Second, near you stands your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls you, come unto me, thou heavy-laden sinner. I will save you and give you my peace and rest. Then lay hold on the Lord Jesus to save you as you cry, Lord Jesus, please save me and make me thine own. As I cling to thee and call on thy name, I am defeated. I surrender to thee to be my Lord and my Savior. No longer wrestling, but cling to the Lord Jesus Christ as your only hope. With this, the great misery will be changed to blessed peace and joy. Not a false face put on, but a new person within you. Your sins forgiven, you made a child of God, and best of all, you can say, I am my Lord's, Jesus is mine, and I'm his forever. Truly, Jesus Christ is the answer. Let Jesus wear the crown for saving you as you enter that new and heavenly life of a born-again Christian. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.